Paul, I guess there was obvious displeasure during the game, after the game last night. Coming back in here today, how did you manage that for both yourself and your team, and did you like what you were able to accomplish here today?
We didn't come in a good mood, and so we have to do something today. We got to work today. So we went through the things that put us in a bad mood last night. We talked about the things that we needed to do on the ice, a certain pace, a certain level that we needed to get to. We also needed to work on some things. Need to make sure that we were in tune to that we were focused in practice, and whether you're shooting a puck or passing a puck, being there and going at the right level and pace. And that's all you can do for your day-to-day. Can't fix last night, but we get an opportunity to play a hell of a lot harder tomorrow night.
Update on Ben Sherrod, who didn't skate today?
Yeah, it was just illness. He may be available for the game. It's pretty standard in our room right now. Most guys, a big chunk of guys, have either played while they've had it, played through it, or we've been lucky they had it on the off day a little bit, but I think everybody's running that now.
Was there a time maybe in your coaching career where after an effort like that, you would have come back with a punishment of practice of some kind today, and did you toy with that idea?
Yeah, there might have been a time that you, but there's something more significant than if you, I'm not giving them that excuse. You know, treat them like men, do the day right today, and make sure you damn well be good tomorrow. So we're not dragging our asses into Arizona with the idea, well, we would have been good, but the coach bagged us into the ice there yesterday. We've got every reason to be good tomorrow.
Last night, I think you questioned their willingness to pay the price it takes to compete in the NHL.
We didn't play well hard enough in the game. No, that's just a fact.
From all your experience, how does that happen, and what do you do about it?
It happens with every team every year. Great ones, weak ones, they have a game, they don't like their compete. It's just not good enough. So you deal with it the next day. You look at all the instances that you think you can be better as a hockey team, and you make sure you handle your day right. So you don't do mindless drills out there. You do it for a reason. Have a purpose to hit the ice, and then take some pressure on yourself to be good the next game.
You've shown pretty good bounce back earlier this season from bad games. Is this situation any different from those times?
Well, I didn't think there's two or three games that really stand out that we didn't like. Game in Boston, but I had an understanding of what happened there. The Islander game at home, and then this game at home, I didn't like our games. So we've bounced back from those, from the Islander game, and played 7 or 8 of our best periods of the season after that. And that's our challenge, is when we play our game and we look like it's easy, it's not. It's a hard league, and if you're off by a half step on any given night, you're going to get beat. So the nights that you lose, You can lose 2 points, but you don't want to lose confidence in who you are, how you play. But a game like last night and every team has them, not making it okay with us. They're all having these kind of days when they have them. You need to make sure you get the right fight back the next day.
You're playing a team tomorrow that hasn't played in almost a week.
Yeah.
Do you approach that differently than you would any other game?
Well, we might have a focus on another team in a different situation. It'll all be Winnipeg Jets style of hockey. It'll work two ways. It's going to help them if they're going to be healthier and more rested. And based on the way their season's gone, there's a nice break from what they were dealing with going into it. At the same time, it's all about after a game like last night. It's going to be a grinder. I mean, we go out there and they play a hard game as it is. They compete hard defensively. They feel they have to because they don't score a lot of goals. So it's not going to be an easy offensive game, which is kind of what we were looking for last night.
I know you didn't want to give us a daily temperature on Patrick,
yeah.
But can you say if he has done any light skating yet?
No, you'll know it. When he gets back on the ice, okay. I'll tell you.
Okay.
That when he gets back on the ice, he's not at that stage yet. Okay.
So he's not getting on the trip or joining the trip then?
He's not on the trip.
Yeah.
No. Okay. No.
Paul, what will you be looking for, especially early on in that game tomorrow from your group? What will give you an indication as to whether or not?
What happens in and around the puck within a 5-foot area? Do we have people there? When we have people there, they're coming up with those pucks, or they're coming short with them. And then in the areas where the other team is right, when they've got right numbers, the right bodies back, what we do with that puck. because the right thing then to do is put it in behind him and go fight for it again, which is also a real hard thing to do. The easier thing to do is try to create something that's not there. And then once every 20 times that works and you think that's a set play then. So making good decisions when you have the puck and then working your ass off when you don't.
I know that players always speak about wanting to have a short memory, turning the page really yep. quickly. Is there a fine line where you want them to move past last night's game, but then
yeah,
also
so when
remember-
you go out and work your absolute ass off and you lose that game, you just leave it right there. You don't even have to show video from it if you don't want. You've lost 2 points and no confidence. When you play a game like that, you want to make damn sure that that's not who you are.